That's going?
Yes.
Good morning. It is Thursday morning, August the 7th, 11:03 p.m. This is a meeting of the Budget Committee of Leon County Research and Development Authority. We will call the meeting to order at this time. We have no guests in the room. There's no public comment that I'm aware of. Are there any agenda modifications? None. We have the Budget Committee meeting minutes of September the 17th. Those have been attached for your review. Chair has reviewed them. They appear to be in correct order and everything. Motion to approve. Is there a second? There is. Motion to approve and seconded. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by like sign. That motion carries. We'll now begin the presentation. I will just comment that this is a very unique budget in that it is for 9 months instead of 12 months. We anticipate that we might be at the end of the line there in 9 months. So if we have to go further than that, we'll just simply go month to month and hang in there. At this time, I will call on the staff to make the presentation of the budget that's proposed for 25-26.
Okay. And I'm going to pass out just so you guys, I did not have this in your package, and I'll walk through this. As you guys may or may not recall, last year we put together a certain budget, and if you recall, I started with just the assumptions. And that's what I want to start with today, is the assumptions we made in the 24-25 budget, and then how we did and what came through. So the kind of top left half of this document, I'll briefly walk you through. These are the assumptions that we made for our budget. The RDA would continue CAM through September 30, 2025. I've off to the right, I've got met or exceeded, and then what the financial impact of that is. You can see that was kind of a non-issue. That we retain our insurance coverage the same. RDA would retain its existing staff through September. I'm arguing we met it, but really Bill left, and so we saved $106,000 versus the original plan there. Just trying to give you a high-level breakdown. Obviously, we used our reserves. I've made a bunch of assumptions about the tornadoes and the expenses associated with that. I assumed we would collect $200,000 and that we would spend $375,000 putting as many things back together. None of that transpired during that period and probably isn't going to. We got some insurance proceeds. We've passed that on to FSU. We're going to make an investment in the ponds and roads that everybody, I think, at the last board meeting was aware of. That's going to cost in the neighborhood net about $16,000, even though we're going to lay out $60,000 out of the gate, and then we go for a FEMA reimbursement. So that pickup is about $175,000 to the budget from last year. The big ones. Assumed we'd transfer the lab by 12/31/24. Obviously, we missed that. The financial implications of that nine-month miss is $220,000. Okay? We were going to spend a little bit of money on CapEx that was left over in the construction budget. We had about $50,000 there. We've only spent about $10,000, so we're $40,000 better to the cash so far. I do expect to spend some of that with the working with FSU, but as of right now, I'm trying to build where I thought we'd be cash September 30 this year versus where we are going to be. FSU is continuing to manage the operation. The build-to-scale grant was not anticipated being transferred during that period, and it has not. It'll go ultimately with the lab. I also made the assumption, since we were going to transfer the lab on 12/31/24, that I would not be making an interest payment to Florida State University of $251,000. As a result of the not transferring, we had to make that payment. So you can see quickly that the lab is a $470,000 miss. Yep. And then we had some other operating savings. We spent less on legal fees. We spent less on maintenance. We spent less on a number of things. And we also had a bunch of interest earnings. The net effect of all those things is we're going to be $4,000 or $5,000 off from where I thought we'd be September 30, 2025. Pretty good with a $450,000 miss on one item, but that's, I also have been conservative, to be quite frank. We picked up revenues on the lab. That's a $70,000 deal. We made more on interest. So we end up, basically, we thought we'd be around $1 million, and that's where we're going to be with the assumptions we've made for August and September at this point.
Has all of that Tallahassee State College funds been expended?
Nope. And that is, you'll see, I'm going to go through my... So anyway, before I go into the next, that's just given us a kind of a where we were, what we talked about as a board, what we presented, and what were the where were the big moving pieces. Are there any questions on that and those assumptions? And at the end of the day, it really came down to that we couldn't transfer the lab as fast as we thought we could.
And so, as a result, our relationship with the staff, FSU staff here, is very good?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The FSU people, they're in here working. They've got a $500,000 payroll. They're not the slowdown. This is a federal government. So FSU was a slowdown at a point in time where I couldn't get some answers, that I just needed somebody to commit to where it was going. That has all happened. But obviously, the change in administration, everybody in the feds panicked. This is a little weird request. I did have a conversation with Greg today in the last couple of weeks. I call him about every 2 weeks. If he gives me good news, I leave him alone for 1 week, and then I call him again the subsequent week. And he assured me that this would be done before the end of this calendar year. Okay. Both the grants, the lab, and the lab. He may be, he may retire. For all I know, he could be retiring tomorrow. That's why he felt so bullish about it. But he's the contact. He does return my call. So that's what I have to work with. Okay? So those are the assumptions and the results of last year. Any questions on that?
Just remind me, the interest payment to FSU is annual and it's due
in June. And the first one was interest only. That's why it's $250. Next June, it would be principal and interest amortized over 10 years. So I think the payment's $420,000. Is that like something like that? $425,000.
Thank you.
Because we owe them, we were down to, on the day after the payment, we owed them $4 million. Because we just paid off all the interest that we'd accrued since taking the loan. So it's creeping back up. But ballpark, you call it 3.25% on $4 million. So anyway. So the assumptions for this next 12 months, or the next period, I should say, apologize. The roads around the park and the pond in the middle of the park, those are with DEP right now. FSU has approved the transfer. That paperwork, I expect that to be done in the next 6 weeks. That transfer will happen. Remember, there's just different pieces. We thought that would be the last piece we transfer, but because of the delay on the lab, I jumped and went ahead and got that rolling with DEP and with FSU. Needed one more survey. We are doing some repairs to the pond, if you guys recall from the tornado damage. That should be done by September 30 as well. Soon after that, we'll make a request to FEMA for the $45,000 that we're hoping for reimbursement. Okay?
Is it closed now?
What's that?
Is it closed, the trail?
It is. And they're working on it right now. If you were to go look, they're working on it, pulling debris out. Oh, yeah. The company, Southeastern Environmental Services, they are working already. They started about 10 days ago.
Okay. Is there still a FEMA?
What's that? They're talking to us. We've gotten parts. There's two elements to the project we're doing in the pond. There is the trail itself that was destroyed. There's also some, just a ton of debris in the water, and that's plugging up some of the plumbing, running it from one pond to another pond. We have decided to move forward on both projects. The debris project is $7,500, $8,000. It has not been fully approved by FEMA, but it's the same vendor doing it. They really said, do not start on the trail until you've dealt with the us dragging stuff. So anyway, I've authorized them to start.
Yeah, because that's what I was on. He asked to see FEMA. I'm like, what are the chances we're really going to get reimbursed?
The money for the pond and road projects, the pond project rather, has been already... I'm not going to remember the terminology. It has been assigned to the state level, and so we're working only with the state people on the pond and road project.
It's been allocated.
That's right. So that's all approved other than this debris piece. There are two other projects, if you remember, with FEMA. One is on Collins Building that is owned by FAMU now, and then the other one is Johnson Morgan. Those are big number projects, $250,000 each-ish. We have only done and advanced those as far as we can without committing on behalf of either university. The plan, as soon as I close out this debris and the pond project, we're gonna make sure that FAMU and FSU can fully engage. FAMU has already been looking at the website. I'm sorry, Florida State. No one from FAMU has reached out to me about it. But if they want, I gave Jim Jacoby, who's an FSU guy, he's got read access, so he can go look at whatever he wants.
He used to be a FAMU.
Oh, did he? Anyway, he's a nice man. Yes. But he's got read access, and he can sit. He sits on the call if we have it with anybody. So, because I want to make sure we don't do something that causes a problem or binds FSU or FAMU to anything. But we really will extract ourselves from those once this pond thing is completed. And I want it completed prior to transfer. to FSU.
From the FAMU side, was it Kendall Jones that you were supposed to be hearing from?
Or? I don't know. I don't even know. I mean, I need to look back at the thing. Kendall has been involved with a variety of things, facilities at on the park itself, but not. I don't know who the FEMA person is supposed to be.
Maybe
that. Maybe Kendall. I don't know.
Yeah, it might be Victor
Delvey. I mean, it could be Victor, and because he's been on a bunch of emails, that's right. So it could be Victor. He is not asked to look at anything. You know, they're just waiting. But I want everybody to understand, and I've been very clear about this, we are not going to run this for FSU or for FAMU. These projects, we are going to pull out after Pond and Moore. Okay. And the reason is, the only reason we did the one we're doing is because we still control and own the ponds and roads. And that's actually part of the delay of the transfer. I wanted to get that project completed, maybe not reimbursed yet, but completed with our funds before we turn it over to FSU. So I'll probably hold a signature on that until I know that pond work is completed. We're not going to be the quarterback. I think everybody thought that we'll let RDA will run those two projects and be in the middle of it. And I can't commit to the timeline, and B, we bring nothing to the party, so we need to be able to
commit to somebody else's resources.
That's right. And our time and exposure and liability. FF&E, you asked about that. The plan is to have that fully funded and fully spent by 12/31. Remember, that pace is driven largely by FSU identifying what they want to spend money on. The good news is we've got a huge piece of equipment they're going to add to the roof of the building to double the fume hood capacity. That's an $80,000 piece of equipment. It's about $60,000 piece of equipment, but it's about $120,000 between the piece of equipment, getting it on the roof, and getting it hooked up to the building. So those will happen, and that'll be a big chunk, and I think, where's my notes on that? How much we have left? Oh, sorry, but I never brought it online. I think we have about $180,000 left.
Right at $200,000.
Yeah, after that piece. So they're working on it. They know I want to get it spent. I don't want to spend it foolishly. I don't want to just get rid of the dough. But I want to get that done, so it's kind of off our list of things to do, because that is our job to administer that spending on the FF&E side.
$180,000 is the balance after that? Or
after that. After that.
After that.
Yeah. So
what happened with the floor expenditure?
They're sitting tight. I mean, the FSU, remember, we've got, that was the thing I remember saying, $52,000 towards the floor. Now they've asked us to do some other things that I honestly didn't believe fell under FF&E, and so we've used, and I've told them, we've used some of that $52,000 to that. That's why we're down to about $40,000 that I showed here as a shortfall left over. If they want to do the floors, I said we can commit to the 40, but that's not an FF&E project. That you don't get to shake the building and the floors fall out. So they're well aware of that. It's a big number. It's a $200,000 project. And I said, look, we've got 40 left, but as we spend and you ask me to change some signs and do certain things that don't fall under FF&E, we're spending that down. And FSU folks are well aware of that.
Okay, good.
And they've got a list of projects that exceed $400,000 or $500,000 right now. I'm trying to get them to prioritize. You know, we're not the ones that know what makes the most sense, and some of that's going to be dependent on if they get land this potential member in the lab, what they want to spend it on. But again, the hope would be, and they know, I told them ideally I would have been out of that September 30, but this one of the pieces of equipment, that big piece of equipment has, you know, is a 12-week lead time just to get it. Again, new assumption, one number different than last year, is that the land under the lab and the build to scale will be transferred by 12/31/25. I mean, I've only changed one number in that assumption, but yes, that my goal would be to have those transferred. And that the dirt underneath it, really, when I say, this is a typo in there where it says land and build a scale, I apologize, that should say lab. 5E, 6E, and the pond E are the large parcels under the lab, and there's a pond back here. And they're all on the same survey. That's why they're together. And so as soon as we get the lab and the build a scale grader, I'll give this to DEP. And they have been super easy for us to work with, frankly. We plan to complete our audits no later than March 31st for the fiscal year ending September 30, 2025. And then again, as we expect to transfer this lab prior to any payment due dates, I've made no assumptions on making a principal and interest payment to FSU. Which again, as you guys, now, the reason I highlighted that in the part above is that the magnitude of that miss is big.
Right.
If it missed
$400,000.
Right. Last year, it'd be bigger. Yeah, that payment alone is $400,000. If you could see that 6/30/2026, I've got our projected cash balance of $500,000. So with all those assumptions and that timing, that is where I expect us to be June 30.
minus the Eisenhower property.
Plus the Eisenhower property.
I mean, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep. Right. That's right. Yeah. So the other items that have to be dealt with that are really administrative but have to be dealt with, of course, is the declarant rights, CAM transfer, the PUD. We've got property stored records associated with this entity for 40 years that are at Collins and at Morgan Building. I've talked to the county briefly, but I got to start talking. What do you guys want to do with those? Are you going to scan them? Are you going to keep those leases? FAMU and FSU have both agreed to let us keep that space for 2 more years, but at some point, that's the county's property. They need to make a decision. And then you can see I've got the RDA and IPPLA, got to resolve what the plan is. I've talked to the county. Again, I'm getting a little out of scope here, but yeah, I've talked to the county about the process. It's pretty straightforward. Once our board votes to dissolve, that they have to agenda it. It's a public, notice thing, of course, and there's a process there, and I've talked to the county attorney about that. So it doesn't seem, and that should, the only issue she was concerned about is if you pick a meeting, that there may not be a meeting for 60 days, because they do have a couple spots a year where they don't have a meeting, but she would get it, she goes, it would get on the next agenda. So that is the data set, if you will, and of assumptions. And before we turn the page, does anybody have any questions on those assumptions? And they are assumptions. And that's what I'm making to the best of my knowledge at this point in time. And the next page, what you'll see is two kind of side-by-side budgets. The first is the lab, and on the one on the right is the RDA. You can see that the lab, I've got it through 12/31/2025. And then we've also outlined what an additional month looks like. And I did the same for the RDA, so that everybody's got a feel, even though I only took this through June 30 for our cash. Remember, I'm focused on cash. I'm not focused on financial reporting. I'm not focused on return to investors. I'm focused on cash. And so these budgets are prepared in that vein. You don't see depreciation on here. Again, it's non-cash. I'm focused on our cash. Is the way I prepared these, just like last year. So basically, either entity, if it goes another month, it's about another $35,000 as currently set up today.
So it's a $70,000 deal.
If both are around.
Okay,
that's both things. Right? So if we do transfer the lab, whenever, and we can transfer early, there's nothing going to slow us down. This is, I put some dates on it. If we can transfer tomorrow, if they call me up, so let's go, we're going to go. So it's a $35,000 savings. But that's the cost of the role we play in operating and funding this lab right now.
Should that happen?
Yeah.
They're not going to charge us lease for our space upstairs, are they?
No. I've got a 3-year lease upstairs as well.
At zero?
$0.
Good.
Yeah. Again, we won't need it as soon as we... We could need it in an interim when the lab transfers. And the lease is not executed. The lease has been papered up with the FSU and us waiting to be signed. There's no need for me to have a lease with myself right now.
Sure.
So that's the kind of how I get to the $500,000.
So this is, and I guess I'm trying to figure out, yep, the $500 that you said would be left.
That's what we'll have in the bank on June 30, 2026. Under those assumptions.
After this.
After
this, because I'm looking at like the negative.
Yep. No. If you look at the bottom numbers there, you've got 107 through 12/31 for the lab and 369 through 6/30/2026. Again, that's after
call
spending
that half a million. We got a billion right now.
Okay. I just was trying to make sure that 500,000 after was,
yep,
after,
yeah,
these,
this is this, these,
out.
But those numbers you see there are through at the top where it says through, yeah, 12/31 and through 6/30. That's how I get the 500,000.
Yeah, I got it. It was just not seeing the million up top and then seeing 500,000.
Again, it's a weird presentation. I think David said it was a bit unconventional. I don't know what he said exactly on the phone yesterday. You need to maybe be more diplomatic. but yes, but remember, we're managing to different things than,
yes,
you would normally. Yeah. And so to highlight the appropriate things, this is the way I felt best communicated some of that. And I'm open to suggestions if there's a better way to present this to everybody.
That's really very clear.
And I like to make it where I go back and I always want to have my own scorecard of what we said we're going to do last year, what we did, and what the impact of not hitting certain things were.
Do we have any liability for CapEx? I mean, if something breaks somewhere?
Oh, yeah. It's our building.
here.
And, okay. Yeah, that's, and that's where that 52 dropped to 40 is stuff breaks and you have to buy some light fixtures are falling down. And he replaced two of them. And I said, buy 12. And that's just our spending. Yeah. That money. Yeah. I mean, this is things that we've had to fix.
But we have no CapEx for the other building.
Oh, no, no. Other buildings are not. No. Okay. It's only this building. And, you know, it's amazing. It's a brand new building. But as you guys would guess, in 40,000 feet, you know, there's something's breaking all the time.
Yeah.
And something falls or the mass spec. Turns out you're supposed to use that all the time. Not the mass spec, the autoclave. You're supposed to use it all the time. And if you don't use it, something breaks when you do try to turn them on and use it. So now we've got a new protocol where once a week you got to run some sanitizing cycles and do some things so you're not replacing parts, which we just did. And we're improving the building in places, random things. You know, we had to put a waste chemical cage. Yeah, I mean, there's just things that make sense to have because of what's happening here.
So for me, the only thing that would make it a little bit clear is, again, somewhere up saying that we're starting with a million. By the time we take these out, that's how we get to the approximate.
I think let me work on that a little bit again. It's a cash. It's somewhere in the hybrid of an income statement, cash flow. That's for sure. It's a weird spot.
And like I said, and even if it's just the note, like for me, just to be on the same page.
Yeah, I can put that in there.
Kind of, if I were to take just this, I'd be saying, oh, we're in the red. Yeah.
But like, we're in the red. Make a mistake.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Well, we got a million cushions.
Right.
I should fix my narrative as such as well. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, if it's all on one sheet, like it just
not a problem.
Conceptualized better. Yeah.
Because it becomes a standalone document.
Right.
This is part of the reason I had emailed this out to everybody. Obviously, it's public record now as a draft, but I'll tweak that because I think I can make it just. I always worry about a single piece of paper getting picked up on the floor.
I want
to make sure somebody can at least make heads or tails of what they're looking at.
And that's what I was saying. So even if it's just footnotes or whatever, just to be able to on that same page.
Yep. I'm assuming there's no requirement for us to have a closing audit of any kind.
Whether there is or isn't, I don't think we're going to do it. Because that's all of a sudden, now you're talking March 27.
Yeah.
And so the only entity that I want to make sure, what we'll do is we will close our books. We will have great documentation of everything that's happened if the county wants to perform a closing audit. I also want to make sure we protect TSC if they ever get audited on their spending on this. Now, the good news, as much as we can get spent before 9:30, that will be in an audit, and then we'll have the transaction. We're talking relatively few transactions. Part of the reason we're not doing something where we spend $64 through FF&E, I'd rather have big chunks as opposed to lots of little chunks.
Frankly. Because of the record keeping.
Well, just I just don't want to have it just jumped. I'd rather have eight transactions than eight, right? If possible.
Yeah.
So.
This makes perfectly good sense.
But there's no way, if you think about any authority or anything ever shutting down, you could never get to the audit. You're always going to be, if you stick around to the audit, you're in a new audit period. So you're never going to get there anyway. So we might as well just do, just like we would hand over, have the records available electronically, hard copy, whatever, for the county or for whoever, and you'll have to deal with that. But that's not the purpose to stick around, because then I'm the next year's audit all of a sudden anyway. It's a never-ending circle.
That's what I think. Yep. Just to make sure
we'll be out of money by that March anyway. And we're out of money by that March anyway.
All right, members, you have had a presentation by staff of the proposed budget. You had an opportunity to ask questions. It would be our purpose to approve this and recommend it to the executive committee for their consideration and eventual improvement, then to be forwarded to the board for its consideration and approval. Is there a motion to move this forward to the executive committee with approval?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion?
Good job.
Yep. Hearing none, those in favor of moving this budget to the executive committee with a request for approval, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And the like sign, motion carries. Well, that took 30 minutes. 24 maybe.
Okay, good.
I would like to thank staff for a job well done. Coming up with assumptions is not always the easiest thing, but it's appropriate. I think it's done well. I compliment you, Michael, for your insightfulness and your preparation today.
Thank you.
Aini, thank you for your support to Michael for all of this. Appreciate you as well. Hearing no further comment, Chair would be glad to see or receive a motion to adjourn.
I'll move it.
Second.
Motion approved. We're adjourned.
Okay, guys. I'll make those tweaks.